Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is daf tes. We're on tes of a base. Really, we did the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah that told us ein chayavin al shmias kol, when we are forced, if somebody calls on his mashmias, to say an edus and we swear that we don't know the Eidish, Shvush Vayadadul Chayidish, all the Gemaras of Shvus. And the din is over there also that if a person lies, he brings in an Eidah V'yayrit. There we have the same din that we have here. Remember, we had the whole Machlaikis. By the two things, by the Eidah V'yayrit, if there's a din, a parallel of Dover, and also whether there's a din of an Ashram Talui. We have here, Ein Chayavin al Shmias Kol, what the din of the Eil of the Yairid, that there is by swearing that you don't know Eidus, Yabitis Masayim, and on a regular Shmua, that a person lies, or the Bitis Masayim, I swear that I will eat meatballs tonight for supper. And it turns out that he does not. He lies in the end. For I swore that last night I ate meatballs. And it's a lie. Because we're going without the issue, Shmuel Lahaba, Shmuel Lahavar, but Lamaisa, the Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. But the Shmuel is a Shmuel Sheker, and he's Chayav Achatos, none of the Yairid. So over here, ain't chayavet, you're not chayav over here in this case, Shmuel's Kol v'albites Masayim. And the Altumas Midrash v'Kadoshav. And the same thing also, the Chatos of the Oil of Yairid, if a person goes into the Midrash or he eats meats, Kodshav Ketuba, the Hanasi, and the same thing, he's not, the Hanasi is not chayav. So the Tanakhama over here, got the Hanasi Ketuba, Diver, Yossi Aglili. What did Rabbi Yossi Haglili say? Rabbi Yossi Haglili tells us that there is no, in any of these cases, whether you're talking about a Shmuel, Shmuel's Aedis, Tumas Midrash V'Kadoshav, the whole litany of the Oil of the Yairids, there is not going to be a Chiyuv to bring the Par. Here, let's see if they got the way the Rashi says it. Ein bezdin chayovin al shmias kol v'al bidis v'sayim v'al tumas migdash v'kadoshav. That's according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Everybody have it? Sidrash t'chol ha'ani ha'vyon b'korban oil v'yoy v'kid amin al v'yel t'tzibor ein mevi'in chatos ela b'kviyas ela b'kavua. And therefore, there is no din. Any of these cases that are there at the end of Parshas Vayikra, there's no din of a par. If it did, the Levina the Misni, the Hatana Liel, and Chayov and Allah Seva, Allah Sase Shemim Ignash. Then really, we said this before also. The Amrinin, Shum the Mayinin, Tzibor, Machatas, Kavua, and the reason is to Mitzvah Ignash, Mikadashav, is Beyayla Beyayrein. Same thing is going to apply by the other ones, also the same thing. And so it's going to be like that when it comes to the Tzibur, or Kayinah Mashiach, also the same thing. Now what? So we have again. That's Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Tells us that then again, Anasi ki yitzibahem. Also, the Enel, the carbon Rashi says that he does not bring a carbon oil of Yoyreid. Time in the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We'll see if we're there, of course. We'll see over there, it's not the same thing. It's not the par. But it is the Nasi who brings the Sawyer, and there's no din by him either of the oil of Yoyreid. Rabbi Akiva Aymer. Let's remember this, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says none of the par is never brought for any of the oil of the Yairids. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Hanasi Chayim Bekula, Not true. The Nasi is chayev to bring his carbon for any of these averis. Chutz mishmias hakol. The only reason why he says that is only by the din of Shmuel's anus. What's he going to swear? Shmuel's anus, and I swear I don't know anus. He can't come be made anyway. Shehamelech leidon lodoni naso. He doesn't, cannot serve as a dayan, nor do we have a dayan for him. Lomayin naso, nor can he come and say anus. Now this din that we have of the Melech, we know from Sanhedrin. That doesn't apply by Malchus Beistovet. Remember, well, there's a separate takana by Yadei HaMelech. But Gemara says, that's as far as judging. But what about as far as being Mayid? Lo Mayid, Lo Mayid, and Oiso. A Melech does not go and say Eidus. Remember we had the Gemara in Shavuos, where it brings that has to be Roy Lahoyid. What is it coming to be Mabayid? We had a machloikis, was coming to me, Mabaye, the Mitzachik Bekudyu, where it's a Tzvon Drabonin, or it's a Din Melech, and, that's what we're saying. So that could be different. But as far as the other Leviyorids, there will be a Chiyuv. We're going to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says again, the Nasi will be Chayiv, except for the Shmias Kol, because Melech is different, he can't be made. I'm going to rule my time into Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Let's focus on Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds, you know, by any of the Oyla V'yoyreids, there's no par. Amar Krova, my time into Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Amar Krova, Hoya, Ki Yesham, Liachas, Be'yela, Kol Shem Yishchayim, Liachas, Yishchayim, Be'kulam, Mishayim, Yishchayim, Liachas, Ein, Yishchayim, Be'kulam. If there, you don't have it by one, you don't have it by the others either. The whole grouping is true, is consistent. According to him, there is never a din like any of them that you bring the par. The Ema, maybe you should say, not like that. Ema, Mishkayim, maybe we should say not like, Ema, Mishkayim, Biachas Behen, the AVLP, She'ainim is chayim b'kulam. Maybe you should, why do you say that they have to be consistent? Maybe there can be some yes, some not. That's when it comes to the end of Shavuos Ha'Eidus. Shavuos Ha'Eidus, there's no way to do it. He doesn't have to bring the power because he's not suppressing the Eidus. He's not running for Eidus anyway. El atayim v'der v'yesi ha'glil v'yachad v'sad yoyer v'mir v'yamir v'yir v'yamir. Dema lo sagia yado. We have lo sagia yado, where he can't afford the seh. The nema lo sasig yado. We matisha bali, and what did we learn out from there? We have a carbon in the carbon. It's an oil of the yoyrit. He can even be an osher. It can be a dal, or it can be a dali dalas. The carbon is a dalas or dali dalas. And we learn out from here. He could be an Asher. He has the option. I shouldn't say an option, but there is the possibility that this person could be an Adi. It could be an Asher. And the one that could be an Adi, could be an Asher. He's Bechlau that did of bringing the oil of the iron. Yatsanasi of Asher. Shame by, because they cannot come Lidei Anias. How is it? Because a Melech cannot come Lidei Anias. A Melech does not come Lidei Anias. Why? Nasi Dixev Yasa Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Elokov. Mi She'ein Al Gabav El Hashem Elokov. Somebody who's so independent, the only one that he's subservient to, is only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because he has his independence, he has his wealth from the tzibur, from the taxes, everything. And therefore, that possibility of being an Olam Yoyim does not apply by a Melech, he's always an Ashir. And a Mashiach, also the same thing. The credentials of a Melech, of a Kain Gadol. He has to be Gadol Be'yachah, B'nai, B'kayach, B'chachba, U'v'aysher. And some say even, Acher Maimrim, let's say he's not an Asher, that it's our Achrayas to make him into an Asher. Acher Maimrim, Minayim. Sheep Ainlo. Let's say he doesn't have it. He's a poor person. He's a big Balmadrangan, but money he doesn't have. God lay him Michel Achav. The thing is, it's incumbent upon the Tzibor to be begadil him. Tabut Baima, Akayin Hagadol Me Echav, Asher Yutzak Al Rosho. God lay him Me Echav. Exalt him from the brothers. You have to give it to him. And therefore, you'll do it, because that's the way where people are going to recognize it.
Who's going to give him the money?
Pardon me?
Achav HaKahan or Achav
HaKahan? Kahan. Kaigon.
No, who gives him the money?
Everybody.
Even though it says Achav, which usually means...
Yeah, but again. Gadlayim, Gadlayim Shom from everybody else. So what we have over here then is that according to, this is the reason of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, someone who, in order to bring the carbon out of the Yemen, he has to be susceptible. He has to be susceptible to Aniyas. Somebody that's an Achrayis, not that he should not be susceptible to Aniyas, does not bechlal the carbon of the Yemen.
I guess
that
applies to Tibur as well, right?
Pardon me?
Applies to Tibur as well, by a paramedical Tibur.
Yeah, but Zebra is not like that, though. What do you mean?
But
we're firing up here, man. We're trying to come here to what he said by the Kohen Gadol, by Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, the Gemara brings, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Dibur Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Ain Chayavin or Shmi is Ko or any of these things. And who says, now so again, let's see, and it's a hemshich of this, of all this. Let's say we have a case like this. He is the Shaila from here, Nasi Shadit Stara. A melech that became a Mitzayra. Became a Mitzayra, it means, at least for the time being, those that he has as a Mitzayra, he has to be sort of semi-retired. He's going to be Nidche from the Malchus. Of course, he's going to get better, he'll be able to be reinstated. But he's not able to function as a Melech. If he's a Mitzayra, he has to be Chutz L'Nachana even.
Is there an interim Melech?
They'll have somebody else. They can have an acting melech.
And what happens when he becomes a melech to
Abba? Different. Yeah. But over here, he'll be demoted. So here it says, again, Nasi Shedit's Nara Mahu. How do we view his malchus? That he was really, that's this total impeachment? What is a total impeachment? Or it means that he's Mendidcha. It's not that he's really Ois Melech completely, but it means there'll be temporary absence. What do I mean, Nachamo? Nasi Shemistaba, Vitcha Dachi, is he completely rejected from the Malchus? So what will be now? He'll be a commoner. And therefore he's not going to bring the Sawyer anymore. Oh, maybe it's just a temporary absence of it. Oh, maybe it's a punt. Oh, my legs. Well, it's not a hiatus. Oh, my legs. The lach of the Gaza. So he says, what do you mean? The wealth that he has, what do you think? It's your wealth? It's his wealth. The same implies. He's not going to be, even if he is. Even if he is temporarily, there's a hiatus in his malchus, even if there is a temporary absence, the wealth that he has is the wealth of a malch, of a melech. And therefore, he's not going to be right even in his absence. He's not going to have that then. Lanias daiti, could be it's pashit. I see this gemara as a chiddush. When we talk about the wealth of a melech, who does the money belong to? Himself personally, or does it belong to the Malchus? To this entity, the metaphysical entity, to the institution, the Malchus? That's like, you're looking at it like the United States government. Doesn't believe that. I don't think it belongs to the president. President can be an Onivavian. It's possible, conceivably. Maybe. Who does it belong to? Belongs to the Malchus, belongs to the government. Somebody goes, he was a Melech, let's say in Rome. I mean, the Melech, in that sense, he's powerful. He could direct where the money should go to. That doesn't bother me. But the fact that he has that power, his power, and he can direct where the money should go from, to. Should the money go for that institution? The money should go for that institution. I hear, that doesn't bother me. But who does the money belong to if somebody steals it? Well, let's say he retires. Or let's say over here in our case, he's a Mitzrayim. The one says a Mitzrayim doesn't make a difference. He cannot come over here, Lagabi, to bring a carbon of an oil of a Yairid, because he never becomes a Yairid. The wealth is his wealth. The Melech has his own personal wealth that belongs to him. There could be a great big hit again. It could be there. It depends on how they set it up. But a Melech, really, the taxes that he does whatever he wants. It belongs to him.
The Tsar, as a result,
old man. Everything has, dictator is different. I don't know, maybe a Hanabi, a dictator could be different, but it was a regular Melech. And a Hanabi, the dictator, you can't tell a dictator what to do. He tells you what to do. You don't tell him what to do. He tells him the money is mine, everybody falls Kairim, and it's his. Well, it's like a typical Malchus. We're talking Melech Yisrael. Melech Yisrael, David HaMelech, he's the way that we learn this thing. David HaMelech became a Mitzrayim. And then that's about the wealth is his. Amar Rava. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Aymer. Mashiach Pater Mikulan. Rabbi Akiva says, a Kayin HaMashiach is Pater from all of them, from all the Isle of the Irids. Now remember, we had Rabbi Yisiyah Glilik. Here Rabbi Akiva says, Mashiach Pater Mikulan Amar Rava, my time is the Rabbi Akiva Amar Kozek Karben Aaron Uvanov. What do we have? We know that the Kohen Gadol every day, he brings the Minchas Chavit, he brings a Mincha. Machtzitza ba'Boker, Machtzitza ba'Erev. He brings half the Mincha, the Aseres Oefa, in the morning, and he brings half of it in the evening. Every day he brings a Mincha, half and half. Zeh, carbon, that's the special carbon of the Kohen HaMashiach. Even not Kohen HaMashiach, the carbon, use the term Kohen Gadol. Ze carbon Aaron Uvanov. Zu kabob chayvalo. It was mashma. What ze? This carbon mincha is unique. Ze carbon Aaron Uvanov. The zu ba chayvalo. The Enach Paris ba chayvalo. As a no other mincha that's able to be brought. All right. So what about birds? What about the behemoth? What about the seh? What else? That he cannot commend the dalek dalus, he's not going to have to be, he won't bring. Dalek dalus, he won't bring. What about dalus? Maybe I have the ema. Give me a mind, my rachman, it'll be dalek dalus, and a chanabi. Maybe the mincha he won't have. Umay nihu asiris uefa, and what'll be that? The asiris uefa that you bring for a mincha's chayte, that Minchas Chayte, he will never bring in a Hanami. But maybe he brings, dollars, maybe he brings a Chatas Oef in the Melus Oef. Aval Adiyas, the Yashiris, let's say he wants to bring a sheep. Maybe a little Bate Rechmana, maybe in a Hanami. Let's say he goes into the Bigdis Shuba, let's say he swears a Shvua Sheker. He won't bring a carbon, let's say he swears a Shvua Sheker, He's not going to have to bring the mincha. Maybe he brings birds. Maybe he brings a seh. Lo sogadaitim tisi. B'chipa lo makayda al chatoso asher chotam. May achas beyeh. Where does it say that? Amistapa, we learn out a drasha from here. Asher chotam may achas beyeh. Amistapa b'yachas. Amistapa b'kulon. She'ei amistapa b'yachas. And he's rejected. From one, meaning what? The mincha, one of the three? Maybe Skapar Kulon. He does not chayv in any of it. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, this is his drasha, that the Mekayin HaMashiach will not bring any of the big three. Only Atan Iksiv. What does it say? Behoi Ki Yeshem Liachas Meyela.
You had it before,
right?
The same
drasha. Yeah, so we have about the same shah, Hashem Hashemu. Yeah, good. Behoi Ki Yeshem Liachas Meyela. Hachi Nabi should you say. The Chol Miskayim Liachas Miskayim Bekulon. The She'ein Miskayim Liachas. Ein Miskayim Bekulon.
That's not Rabbi
Yisrael Glili, right? Why is there Alama Tran there, Rabbi Akiva Omer? What was that going to be, my Gaya? Remember, what does Rabbi Akiva say? By a Kaina Mashiach, he's rejected. Even one for all and all for one. You can't go and split it. No bifurcations. Now, what will happen by a Nasi?
By a Nasi doesn't have that.
Excellent. By a Nasi, what does Rabbi Akiva hold? That's Rabbi Yosef Glili held. It's all consistent. You can't split it. Some yes, some not. Well, what did Rabbi Akiva hold? You can't split it. Why? A lot of times Rabbi Akiva, I read that by a Nasi. Now, what happens by a Nasi? He can't bring for the din of for Anus. All right, so if he's rejected by Anus, let him be rejected for the whole thing. Why is he only saying his din by a kind of a Shiach? A lot of times Rabbi Akiva, I read Nasi Chaim, Chutz B'Shmiach Kol. Chaim by all of them. Why? Why don't you say Biachas? It's Chaim Biachas, it's Chaim Bekol, it's the same thing, and vice versa. Abai Barabat, the only term Vayu. Because that's not the drusha. Biachas, Mashmale, Liachas, Lo Mashmale. When we say that he's rejected, unless he's Bechlal, the Mincha, it means only the Mincha. What does it say by the Mincha? The Chiper Alav HaKayin Al Chatas The Chiper Alav HaKayin Al Chatas Asher Chata Neyach Neyach As Meyela, referring to the Mincha. The other ones, the other drasha he's not going to make. L'mashma Meyach As L'mashma Lei Nikasi Rachmana L'psoit Nabi L'psoit that it says there at the end Nabi Asiris Oefa L'memra The cholam of the mechayim ba'asiris ho'efa, that's a special drosha. That if they're chayim in the asiris ho'efa, the chayim kula, true. The so-called daitach miskayim, if you're going to say that the drosha goes the other way also, the so-called daitach miskayim biyachas, afal pi she'ein miskayim bekulon, nithavei lahayim neyachas ve'yela, bedalus, yidami ba'asiris. Let's say by the one of the other ones. He says it by the mincha, that it tells us dafke by the mincha that this is going to be true. So by a mincha, we have Rabbi Yossi, by a kayin habashiach, we have Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva agreeing that they're not shayach to any of the three. By any of the three, by when it comes to a kayin habashiach, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, or according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no carbon. On the other hand, there is a machlaikis between them. Rabbi Akiva holds it's only because he's rejected from the mincha. Let's say he'd be rejected from Shmuel Ha'enis, like a melech, like a melech, a nasi. Over there, no, he's not going to be. In that case, he won't bring a carbon for that, but he can bring a carbon for the other ones. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if he's rejected from any one of these three, he's out of the parsha completely. And kol habitz, now we have this. Kol habitz shemba toira shechayavid al zdeinai kars. Let me bring, I'm going to be Matsuya Shailan, but just for everybody to think about. There's no update of a parhal of davar shel tzibur. When Bezid Paskins are the carbon of the Yairin. Right? That's Ein Chayovin al Shmias Kov al Bidei Svasayim. With the Mishnah before. Ein Chayovin al Esay al Lo Sase Shebemignash. There's no Din Parhal of Lava Shel Tzibur over there. Then Ein Chayovin al Esay al Lo Sase Shebemignash. Because it's a carbon. Why? Because it's an other Yairin. Okay. And therefore, let's say Rav Tzibur goes and does the chet, together. Let's say the tzibur does the chet after the bez that's usak, then I'll bring the par. Right? Bezdin pasket, and I mean, there's no par. Let's say somebody goes on his chaita with that. What happens? And you hold, let's say, yachid she'asa b'hairas bezdin is pater. Well, for that matter, let's say the whole seaboard did it. They have to normally bring a par, and they don't bring the par. What happens over here, though? Is it what, soif kol soif, they basket. It's not their fault. Whose fault is it? Whose mistake was it? It's Bezdin's mistake. People are not culpable. Let's take your pashtus. Yachin. A yachin shasa by Ross Bezdin is putter. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda on that base, the Mishnah on that base on an olive. Held like Rabbi Yehuda. Hayra Bezdin, the very beginning of Maseches Horius. If a yachin followed the psak of the Sanhedrin, he's putter, he's exempt. All right, they paskin on a dover that there's going to be a carbon out of the yairin. A certain thing is mutter. There's no problem of too much migdash. And he, this yachid, followed them. What happens? Does he bring the carbon out of the yairin himself, or is he completely putter? So if it's not his fault.
Who's the
second? What?
What is
the oil of the iron at all? Oil, yeah. Does he bring an oil of the iron? Because Seth Kosaif, he's Chayim Achatos, he did the Averu. Normally he's being potter from the carbon because he blames and he attributes it to the Sanhedrin. Fine, but that parasha, Barav Damashel Tzibur, does not apply over here. By the carbon oil of the iron. What happens if it does not apply? If it does not apply, maybe you bring the regular carbon, the other, the iron, or maybe that chalik of the parsha still applies. The fact that he's not culpable will still be around. Maybe there's no din par al Namashot Tzibur, but the culpability that he has, he doesn't have culpability. So if Kosak, it's not his fault. He followed the Pesach of the Sanhedrin. What do I get that the Pesach of the Sanhedrin does not have a carbon of the par al Namashot Tzibur? Fine, no part of the Mishal Tzibur. What about culpability of the part of the Tzibur? Now, why did I bring it up over here? And I didn't say, let's say, for example, it says that if the Sanhedrin, some of the people in the Sanhedrin, one was no good, he was a mamzer. He was a Mishael Abad. Maybe the Mufla of the Sanhedrin wasn't there. That's because there was no Psak. Dovashat Stuki Maidenbo. Also good. Somebody's Dovashat Stuki Bo. That's because it doesn't have a sheva being a haira. I wouldn't have asked the shayla over there. It's not called the haira of Davishat Stuki Maidabo. What would happen? Because you have part, or for that matter,
a whole mitzvah.
Let's say Davin Akiris Aguf, even the not the Mikva Mixes, Vikia Mixes. And I think I probably would not have asked even over there. Even there, it's hard. But all right, let's even over there. But over here, it's no different between this psak and any other psak. He, Bezdin, went, and they paskin what a prat of the mitzvah of Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshel, and they made a mistake. And somebody followed the mistake. What does he do? Does he bring a carbon out of the oven? Or he's putter completely? What? Yeah, same thing. Himaratha, the bee is
any other example
where the Vittori that's why I'm taking this example as opposed to Dabashat's looking by the bow.
What the
Yachin Shah says, Bob. Oh, wait. Yachin Shah says, okay. Well, he'll be Potter over here also. Is he going to be Potter over here? Or are you going to say, no, the whole Parsha doesn't apply over here? Doesn't apply. So what are you left with? You're left with a regular Diddy, but it's a regular Yachin who is Chayte with the. But to his feet, with an oil of the iron, he'll bring his own private oil of the iron. No, but it is. It is. Learn that's all part of that parsha. It's all part of that parsha. Yeah. It might be. That's included in the. Included in the parsha of the par. is the fact that somebody else is going to be potter. No, he is. That's all part of that pasha. That in the case where everybody is chayte, because a bezin's mistake. The din is, the Scottish, the pasha of Parav Domishel Tzibur is, whether the bezin is chay, if everybody's, but Lamaisa, the chiddush is, after we have the chiddush HaTorah is, bezin or the Tzibur, whoever it is, brings the par and Zyachidim, they don't bring the regular carbon. Kisma or Asira, no matter what the lumdus is, the Kisma or Asira that a regular person is chayiv, he's not chayiv here. So what is the chayiv? It's an aggregate chayiv, maybe everybody together. It gets a kapara. Maybe it says the way that we bought for the Rambam, that it's the bezdin that gets a kapara. But whatever it is, it does not have the din of yechidim, of the Kisma or Asira. So what happens over here?
Bezdin gets a kapara. That's
the... So I was talking to somebody yesterday by a chasim. So we've been talking about it. So again, I was looking if there's an Arsameach. He told me there's an Arsameach with a Reb Chaim. I could hear both ways. I could hear that what is the chiddush of this din? Does it have a shemitz ha-bechlal, the parsha of the hara? If they pask it on something, where it's Chayim, carbon oil, the yoreh, it's not included in that psak, which exculpates. There is culpability. It's a din like, of course it's different than Zavashat's looking mighty well. But it's not b'chol v'chol chiddush
ha-Torah. So where does he get his kapara then?
What?
So where does he get his kapara? There's no par, there's no other thing.
The only way I'll get the kapara from this is with the Sarbish Talayah. That's the only way you'll get it. What do we like Kaila Mashiach? Same thing, but those cases, yeah, Kaila Mashiach. What happens if it happens with the Kaila Mashiach? The same thing, yeah. Okay, Kol HaMitzvah Shabbat Torah Shechayyavin, Yesh London on this. We still have to be rayas for this. I was talking to somebody yesterday by a chasim. We were talking about this. Kol HaMitzvah Shabbat Torah Shechayyavin Al Zdaynan Karas. This is the rules that we have in a nutshell. Everything go included over here in our Mishnah, all the data that we've been talking about. You bring either a sheep or a goat, female sheep or a female goat. Bahanasi is sayer. Mashiach, Ubezdin, maybe a par. And then, of course, we have my Abedazara. Ubabedazara, Hayachid, Bahadasi, Bahamashiach. All three of them, maybe a Sira. Because like we had yesterday, the Shingas Maisa, or it required even a Helm Dover, a Shingas Aira, that we have Rebbe and the Rabbanit. We passed like the Rabbanit that at least for the, but a Mashiach over here needs a Shinga Sairam. Ubezdin par Visayer par Liel of Sarlachatas by Avedazara. Ashem Taloi, what's the chiv of Ashem Taloi? Hayachid Vahadasi Chayavin Mashiach Ubezdin Pturim. Whereas a Kayin HaMashiach and Bezdin are putter. Kain of Mashiach and Bezin is putter. Asha Vadai. Let's say we did, she was happy carded. Case like that. Let's say we did Asha Meilis. Same thing. Shimcha Charufa. Yeah, something like that. Asha Vadai, Hiyachin Vadasi, Vabashiach, Hayavin. Who Bezin Turin. Bezin, no such thing as Bezin, bring your notion. Al Shmias HaKol. For Aedis of Shuas or Aedis. One star stops swearing. Yamit the Shuas Rizim Kadoshav. Bezdin Pturim. Bezdin here is Potter. The Potter from the El of the Yerid. Bahayachid. Bahadasi. Bahamashiach Hayavim. Now. Bahayachid. By all these things. Okay, Yachid, we hear. Bahadasi. Bahamashiach Hayavim. This, obviously, is not going to be chayiv, It's not going to be, it's going to be talking Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and Rabbi Akiva. Ela she'ein kaim mashiach, kaim gama mashiach, chayiv. I'll come to me to Shmikadashav, David Reb Shimon. Now, Tezra Chayim, I'll come to speak to Shmikadashav. That's according to Reb Shimon. Yeah, but Rabbi Yossi HaGlili said that he didn't zachai for anything, the whole parsha. We had in Rabbi Akiva, remember that Rabbi Akiva came to Shmikadashav, also called that Kaina Mashiach was different than this. Umay, because only because of the bincha. Umayim meviyin, coming over the Yerid. Rabbi Lazar, Raimer, Hadassi Baby Sawyer. And Rabbi Lazar says that Hadassi brings the Sawyer by which case? He brings the Sawyer, but because the regular carpet that he does, he brings the Sawyer, well, Gechidish, which is a carbon kavua. What Rabbi Lazar say that he brings the Sawyer for what? Even for those things that normally a person brings the Isle of the Iron. See the Rashi, Rabbi Lazar right there. Nasi, baby, Sawyer. Shalosh Machlokes B'Davar. So here we have three things. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, let me have a Rashi. Rashi is in a nutshell, really, over here. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds Nasi or Mashiach or Pturin Mikulon. Of course, being put there from Kulon, and the whole din of Elevi Yomei, they can't have the Nachai by one for all and all for one. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Nasi is Chayiv Bekulon, except of course Rabbi is Kol. Can't go and come say Eidus. The Mashiach Pater Bekulon, the Elevi Yomei, and the Mashiach, according to him, is also like we just got finished saying before, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Nasi u'mashiach archayyavin b'kula b'yayla v'yayreg Moshe ein kayin gadol u'mashiach chayyav al-tu esmig d'shukadoshav. Except that they're not chayyav al-tu esmig d'shukadoshav. That's something special. But not everything else. For example, Shvushek, what will happen according to that? According to Rabbi Shimon, we have just that from Shimon. Shimon comes and the drasha that we have again, according to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, here we have Mashiach Chayav will do this for Kadosh of Divrei Reb Shimon. Right, we have it our Mishnah. What do we have again? A message to Al Shmias Kol, the Al Bites Vasayim, the Al Tumas Mingdush for Kadosh of Bez Nibturim, Vahayachin, Vahanasi, Vahamashiach, Chayav. Now, Al she'ein kayin gadol mashiach chayiv. Al tu es mitzvah shukadoshav. Even Reb Shimon, we have to explain yet, Reb Shimon. Yeah, yeah, of course, man. Yeah, yeah. Shnei gvadai raya. According to by kind of mashiach, you mean? Yeah, yeah. Tanya Reb Shimon haya. I say klal. Now back in the Gemara, Reb Shimon would give a rule. Kol shehayachin biyashav taloi, hanasi ki yaitzei bo. The nasi has the din like a regular commoner. Mashiach ubezdin to him, but a kind of Mashiach. And a bezdin is putter. Kol shehayachin biyashav taloi, they're going to be putter. B'chol shehu biyashav vadai, if the chiv is an asham vadai. For example, like you said, Shishav Garufa, Shab Me'ilas, and Asher, the carbon up because Shmuel Sapikon, Kharim Kharim Chaybish V'Yashim. A case like Halshu V'Yashim Vadai, Nasi U'Mashiach, Ki Yaitse Vahed, but a best in part of. Shmuel Sakal, Obitis Vasayim, and Tumas Mignus Mikardashov. Those cases, Bezdim Turim.
Wait.
Bezdim is part of. Nasi Mashiach Chayavin, at the Nasi and the Mashiach are Chayiv, Elishet Ein HaNasi Chayiv Mishmi, except for that, because of the Hekei Kamisayedis. There's the Nasi and Mashiach are Chayiv by everything, except for the exception, the narrow exception, according to Reb Shimon, according to his opinion, like we just got finished saying in the Rush. Elishet Ein HaNasi Chayiv Mishmi is called, Lo Mashiach, to a Smigdash Gadashav. There he's potter, but not by Shmuel Sheker or something like that. Over there, even the Mekayin of Mashiach, according to Shemit, is going to be Chayim. Not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Yeah, of course, I'm Hanabi. That's why that's not a good example. Okay. Alright. Kol Shuhu B'Yayla V'Yayreid. Nasi ki yaitsebo. Kol shehu b'yayla v'yayrei, the Nasi will be ki yaitsebo. Who are we talking about? Reb Shimon. Not like Reb Yossi Aglili. Mashiach ubezdim turim. Here, the Nasi will be ki yaitsebo. Mashiach ubezdim turim. Now, hagufa kasha. Remember, why is it that according to Reb Yossi Aglili here we potter? Because the reason is, it's got the Mishalachim, or because he's wealthy, because he can't come there. The Melech is an usher. He can't come with the Aneas. Hagufa Kashi. Omri, Chain Mashiach, Chayim, Matumas, Mikdash, Mikadoshov. Matumashma, what? Matumas, Mikdash, Mikadoshov, who the Patera was Mashma, Mashmi is called, Bidesh Vasayim. He is Chayim. By Ava Sefer, what we just got finished saying. Kol shehu b'yayla v'yayreid, nasi ki yaitzei bo, Mashiach ubezde p'turim. Tani what? Tani Mashiach ubezde p'turim. Ma, bezde p'turim. What does it mean? Ma, bezde p'turim from what? Mikulho, that's bashma what? Mashiach b'ter mikulho. So according to the way we just got finished saying, which one is the Mashiach Potter from? Only if Ratu is speaking to Shmikadashav. Kashir Adadi. Ravuna Berdami Asher like Kashir Kabad Dallas. Very big Kiddush. This we didn't say. Kabad Dallas. What we're talking about is the difference whether he's Chayiv or whether he's not Chayiv. It makes a difference between Dali Dallas and Dallas. Reb Shimon Savaloka Rabbi Akiva Bachada Baligale Bachada. Savalok, the other hand, he holds like Rabbi Akiva Dali Dallas, that there's a tour, the putter. On the other hand, a Baligale Bachadas. Remember, Rabbi Akiva held that if you're not Bechlau, the Dali Dallas, you're not Bechlau the whole thing. He holds your putter from Dali Dallas. But not Meyachas. Yeah. Remember Rabbi Akiva, that drasha was in Rakim from Meyachas. You're not chayv in Nazis. Meyachas, you're not chayv in the Gantz of Zach, the Gantz of Persia. Reb Shimon argues at that point. El Shein Kai Gobel Chayiv. What do we have? Amachis Kia. What do we say though? The Kai Gobel is not chayv. And to the Spiknish Mikadoshav. Why? What's so different about that? Amar Chizkiya, my time, Reb Shimon exhibit it was a nevesh ahim b'tech hakol. Mi shekarbano shavel hakol. Someone that his carbon that he brings is always similar to the kol. Yotza zeh, that's what it says over there. B'tech was a nevesh ahim b'tech hakol. Mi shekarbano shavel hakol. I kind of Mashiach, it's different. Yatza zeh, sheikar bada shavu l'kol. But everybody else is chayim, but not him. What about a nasi? Is tal chayte v'tumis mitush v'kadashav. Kei nasi nami, sheikar bada shavu l'kol. Yeah, that's true. But there's at least, he is similar to the kol. At least in Yom Kippur. Shavu the Kol B'Kapara L'Yem HaKippurim by Nasi, at least. Im kein Tadet Ami, wo ich schon an der Kau, der Kapar, und die Oma Kippurim. Kein Gobel, not always kein Gobel, sondern was Stab Kaihanim are different. Where do the guys Kaihanim in general get their Kapar for two best meat to Shkod Moshe? Not with the Sawyer and Asim Chutz. Right? Terence says they get it with the Pa. Right? Im kein Kaihanim Ami, wo ich schon an der Kau, mit der Kapar, und die Oma Kippurim. Kahanim shava the call Mishalish Mishar mitzvahs, the Shana Kula. Moshiach Rabbi, what do you mean Hashava Mishar mitzvahs, the Shana? What do you mean, what a Moshiach? Isn't he the same? What do you mean? Because of what happened? Let's say he's Myra together with the Tzibor, and the Tzibor brings the Parho of Dover. Brings with the Tzibor, he'll get his Kapar over there, he doesn't bring the Barkhain of Moshiach. Let's say he's chaytay together with the tzibur, then he's lumped together with the tzibur in chanami. Even if he has no hayra. But if the tzibur is also bringing the power, then he's yaitzim, he jumps on their bandwagon. Shemashiach nami, hashava, hashava bishar, this was the shana. Elamarava emahachi, mishachatas hashava liyachidim, amai mihokal. What it means is what? Mi shechatoso is shavet yachidim. And what is that a call? What is that? Again. So you get the way the Rashi says here.
Yeah, Elamar of the right hand side, put it back. A little
yeah.
Bit, and it doesn't
have a Ella. Do we have Ella my Rava? Rabbi says, "Emach ibishechatasa shava liyachid b'may niyukal." Ella by Rava, "Emachachi." Did ever hear that Rashi? Ella by Rava, "Emachachi." Mitoich hakol, mishechato shava liyachidim. The mechayvi b'shinges ma'ase kichidim, just like regular yachidim, mechayv b'shinges ma'ase. Yechidim. Shechata b'shinga esmaisa maisi kochad. Everybody brings their own thing. Uman yechidim. The call. The chichatu call with everybody's chayte b'shinga esmaisa l'chudei without bezgin psak malay halam davar. What do they all do? They bring their own things. Maisi kochad. Carbon diaisa. Carbon, carbon. Diaisa nashaval yechidim. The davar zeh the mechayvi. They had the same way by Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshev. Yotza Moshiach. She'ein Cheto. In that case, it's not Shava Liyachid. Why? Because we know he's Lachai B'Shigas Maisa. The Chichata B'Shigas Maisa, B'lay Alam Dover, he's Pata the Gabri. Could that be the Kama Berk Basra? Le'am Ha'aretz, like we're seeing, Kingdom coming up, we were saying it all along anyway, but we'll see in the official drasha that we'll have coming up, and that is, that a Kain HaMashiach, what is the din of a Kain HaMashiach, we were saying it all along anyway, but that's, we'll see the drasha, and that is, that a regular Kain HaMashiach will eat chaylev. Like everybody else, he made, he had a piece of chaylev, he thought chaylev was water, and he ate it. Nothing. That's not chayv. He's only chayv. Ask for rak when there's a hayra. If there's no hayra, he has a different din than a tzibur, where it's purely based on shingas meisim.
So there's an ask
about
chayv, but he has
a different chayv.
It's not
shama. Yeah, but different chayv, but he's chayv with shingas meisim. Yeah, right.
The hayra is chayv gadol is only for himself. The hayra is chayv gadol. Only for himself.
Yeah.
Well, there's a pass
for
anybody else.
He could pass for other people, but there's no sin that they have to, the right seabird does offer him. Yeah, but in the end, it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Lazar, I had not seen Mavi Sayer. Now, like we were talking about, what is this did? The Nasi brings this Sayer, Rabbi Yechavayomer, Rabbi Eliezer. Here, what does he mean, Rabbi Lazar? Everybody else is bringing what? What's the Mishnah say? He brings the Isle of Yairin. Okay? Rabbi Lazar says he brings a Sayer. Right? That's what we have in Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, which is a whopping chiddush. He's bringing a separate chatas than everybody else. Everybody else, I mean, always brings something else, but at least he's bringing different, and normally it's a chatas kavua by everybody else. He brings his regular chatas kavua where everybody else only brings the other beer.
Right.
But, Rabbi Elazar Anasi may be Sawyer. Rabbi Yechavitz is like, Abba Rabbi Eliezer, Ella Betubas Bigdash Mikodoshim, not by a Shmua Sheker.
He
says, like Abba Rabbi Eliezer, Ella Betubas Bigdash Mikodoshim, Hel Benemar Mokaris Kimikavua, but not by other things.
Why did he read by the
other? Than the regular thing.
But it's not
shy,
the year,
yeah, but except, but yeah, but so we don't see according to him what would happen in Hanami. Amra, Papa, Achid, Abba, Mistabra. He's on the day of Rabbi Elazar, Al-Kulam, Amar. What do you think? He brings a sire for all of them? Shmua Sheker. What do you think? He does it by, Shmua Sa'edis. Bente, sire, Nasi. Upar, Mashiach, Mamakam Yachad, Lechatas Koy. They all are in lieu of the regular Chatas that a Yachad brings. Hey, by the way, this is the Lami, Mashiach, baby, par, Mishmias Kol, Ubitois Vasayim, Elami, the Lok study, if you didn't bring in Mashiach, but you're bringing in Nasi, why'd you bring only a Nasi? Why don't you say Mashiach already? Why are you singling him out? They're both the same, Chaira, in the sense that they bring a carbon, their own carbon, but Bakum where the call brings it, the regular commoner brings his carbon. Shma Bina must be Atumas Migdash Mikadosh of Koi. He's only going by that. The Mashiach is Potter. A Mashiach over there is going to be Potter. The only one that's going to be Chayef is the Nasi. The Nasi is going to be Chayiv. The Mashiach is going to be Potter. Maybe Rabbi Elazar Kulukai. Maybe he's going to get everything. The Mashiach, some of the Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, Mashiach Potter Mekula. Maybe he has the Drasha of Zeh. What was Rabbi Akiva's Kashmir? The carbon Mincha that we have by the Kayin HaMashiach is not a carbon. The only mincha he brings where it's a carbon chayva is only the mincha shaviti. And everything else follows suit. Maybe he'll same way. If he brings a carbon, I, Mashiach, maybe he'll say, Rabbi Akiva, the Omar Mashiach, Mata Mekula. Everything is there because it's climbing to the mitzvah. You can't have he's not a chal between dollars and dollars. Amar leib Rabbi Akiva Dami, but a leib be par. Amar leib Rabbi Akiva Dami, what even he patches from a par? What happens now? Does Rabbi Akiva Dami, even according to Rabbi Akiva, does he patter from a par? He didn't say anything about that. See the Rashi here. Meet Potter, Rabbi Akiva, meet Potter, Nabi, the Mashiach, be par. Maybe King Omar, Rabbi Akiva, Mashiach, Potter, be cool, and going be too much English, be Kodoshim, Ushmi is called, be this Messiah, be going Lahavi, Carbon, I love Yoirin. Maybe he took a hold from Lahavi, par, Mechayev. He came into Mechayev, be par, and came east in Nabi, Rabbi Lozer. Mashiach, maybe, Par b'shmi is kol the bittis v'sayim elamina loktani yochishma bina that tumas migdash v'kadasha of koi. He's only going back on Rabbi Lezer, only of tumas migdash v'kadasha of that only over there the nasi mevi sayer. Why? Halvedever makarasu mikavua. And therefore that, so he's not going on the other things.
I found that the Shia Kiva does.
Yeah.
Any, we are in the side of the carbon pattern.
He's going to be they say maybe he's going to be chayav a par. Yes. Yeah, with the helam davar even, of course. With the helam davar. Om Rabbi Yechon Abayde Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lazar She'ein Mevi Oshom. Even he's made it that he does not bring an Oshom. Well, and Tani Tani Chameiter of Sheshis. Tani Chameiter of Sheshis. Oshom Toloi. Now, yeah, Baal Kumis Mingdush Mikad Oshom. Then he learned Kumis Toshom Toloi Gosh Oshom Amalei Diyamalachmani Rabbi Lazar He. The Omer Hove never more chorus could be kavua. Maisi Nasi Esayer Alev. And so the Nasi will bring his son, Muhammad Rabbi Yechon, Abayna Rabbi Lazar, Shea, maybe Hashem Tali Nashi. Now what are we saying? He's minded that you don't bring an Hashem Tali over here. So Nasi hold Hashem Tali and Hashem Tali hold bring an Hashem Tali. We're saying over here, in the light of the what we're saying over here, that Rabbi Yechon says, Afal Gab Rashi tells us, because Omer, Rabbi Lazar Hove never Mokaris. Kibbe Kavua, the Nasi brings a Sawyer, Kibbe Chattis Kavua. Maina Rabbi Lazar, they did Hashem Toloi. He's Maina, the Gabi, the Din of Hashem Toloi. The Lab Dina Kibbe Chattis, he's Maina, that over here he does not have a Din like a Chattis Kavua. The Chei Hechi, the Omar Liel, Ein Yachin, maybe Hashem Toloi, El Al Safek Kavua. That it says Karis Kavua, it's different. The Ada Mamish Katas Kavua. So we're saying that he doesn't bring the Asham. Asham means Asham Toloi. And now what are we saying over here? Now we're saying that that's not Pashat. Tabalachmani Rabulasi, Home and everybody, Karis Kavua. He brings an Asham. Why? I remember Rabbi Yechman Rulach that he doesn't bring an Asham Toloi. So we have a problem. Right, so it's a kasha. Does he hold? What does Rabbi Lazar hold? The Gabi, the din of an Hashem Toloi. The Mother Shel, does he give it a din of a Chattis Kavua? Does he not? The Gabi, certain things, he can give it a din Chattis Kavua. The Gabi, other things, he will not give it a din Chattis Kavua. Hayyitzim in Vareinu. Now, this is the confusing part. This is the confusing part. This was Babish Nachman, Olam HaShalom. But he can say he had Babish down pat. The people who used to take the Dirshu tests, you know, this is classic. The test, the people that take the test, Rabbi, you have to have this way. Who holds what? And what is the din of the Nasi? What's the din of the Chai Gadol? Chai Da Mashiach? He mamish had a down pat. All the combinations that we have, and according to the different Manda Amram that we have. Yeah. I mean, according to the way that we're saying, there is no din by of an Hashem Toloi, in the end, there's no din of an Hashem Toloi by any chatas. Oh, wait, that's another thing, right? There's not going to be a din of a par, by kind of a Mashiach. But again, according to Rabbi Akiva, that will only apply by Tumas Midush Mikadosh, and only apply Tumas Rabbi Kayin Gadol, by kind of a Mashiach. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds anybody that, but he holds that he can't be mechalik at all. But all three, all for one and one for all. According to that, if you're excluded from one, and that applies side by a nasi, because he can't become poor. There's no concept of dalas or dali dalas by him. Side by a nasi, kind of a Mashiach. And by that something proving we brought this out even by a Nasi. And not only that, even a Nasi that's Mitzdara. You know what holds over there? Where he discovered he's not ever, he's at least temporary and this hiatus and his malchus. Even he still has his money that he owns. Koye Mashiach. Yeah, now let's get this also a basic principle that we have. Koye Mashiach Shechata. He was Chayte, and then he was impeached. Yes. Or maybe he retired. We got a moon. And whatever it is, he can't function anymore as a Kayin Gadol.
Who would be
Yeah, right. Or and Well, Achav HaKaihanim, who are the ones that are always appointed? We have Steris and Tysus. Tysus in Megillah. Tysus, we have a Tysechta inside Hadron. Tysus in Yuma. Well, who are the ones that are Basal appointed, Kayin Gala? Achav HaKaihanim, it could be Sanhedrin. And there was a reason for it. Maybe he got too old. He got a mum. Something where he had to retire. So what happened? Chayda Mashiach Shechata. He was Chayte as a Chayda Mashiach. And then he became Ice Kayin Gadol. Became Nasi. Let's say he retired also, Nasi Shechata. And then he was no longer a king. No Yavar Mugdoglasa.
Who pitches a king?
He may pitch himself, maybe. He could even be retired.
Is there an idea of
a king? Yeah, everybody's mutual consensus. Consensus. Matayin HaMashiach, maybe Par. Now he's no longer a Kayin HaMashiach, but Afa Pekain, he still brings it. Vahadasi, maybe Sawyer. Because at the time of the Chet, what was the Chet Machayev? Here, this Yehuda.
That's what you look at. That's what you look at.
That's what you look at over here in the Tanna Kamma. Mashiach. Mashiach she'ovar b'mshichusa. Let's say the exact same case. Yachakach chata. After he retired, he did a chet. But what happened then? L'chein ha'nasi she'ovar b'mdulasa. He retired, he's no longer a king. And he did a chet. What did he do? He ate chelif. Yachakachata. But Mashiach may be part of the chayah. Mashiach always remains with his kedushas kayin gadol. Even if he's no longer a chayin Mashiach, he will bring the same carbon he always has, the kedusha of the kayin gadol, kayin Mashiach. Rambam says the reason is, because when there's Mashiach with Shemin HaMishcha, that's it.
For life.
It's a lifetime contract. Yeah, that, not by Merubah B'gadim, but by Kayin HaMashiach. On the other hand, V'hanasi Kehedit. Kayin HaMashiach may be par. What does a Nasi bring? A retired king. He brings a Kisbar Asira. He doesn't bring the Sayer. The Sayer is only where he does the Chet as a king. He's not doing the Chet as a king. He did it after he retired, became Ice Kayin Gadol. He was a Mitzayra, became a Mitzayra, and he did a Chet, he ate Chelo, that's a Mitzayra. It's going to be there.
That's not the same thing.
It's only by a Kayin HaMashiach where he has the Kedushas Kayin Gadol. Over here in the middle, it doesn't have that Kedusha. I will pick it up as
A
regular person.
He's going to go back to be a king. Right?
Yeah, he can get back. He can become a king again. That is true. He can become a king again. Let's see, but that's the case. What do you do with it?
If the money doesn't belong to the melech,
yeah.
So how's he over the lab, Mashal Kesef Liabalei?
They keep increasing the amount of his money. He's not supposed to do all kinds of activities to increase his wealth. There are limits. There are limits.
Who's over the lav?
What?
Who's over the lav?
Steve.
That's not his money.
That's what we're saying. It is his money.
Rabbi said that. No, I thought Rabbi said that the money wasn't his money. It belongs to the. It's like a public.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.